Welcome to Bougie Bayou Witches Podcast. I'm Tony, and this is
Kimona, the co-host,
and I'm the host, by the way. And this is
Egypt again.
All right. Okay, today we're going to be talking about, should you tell your mate or significant other everything? This is a topic that I think is so needed to be discussed because we want to know, should you tell your mate or your significant other everything? Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get started. What about you, Mona?
I think you should
tell your significant other or your mate everything?
Shit. Yeah. I want to tell you all my deepest dark secrets.
I'm getting deep. Deepest? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry. My deepest dark secrets. I want him to know everything about me. I want to be completely open, vulnerable, because I want that in return.
That's beautiful.
So yes, I'm talking your ear off at night.
Yeah, I heard that.
I'm opening.
What about you, Miss EJ?
Another meeting. Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
In my bedroom.
Not 15 p.m.
Do you hear me? I have no problem being honest with you. Can you handle my honesty and bluntness is the question for me. Because I'm going to be real blunt with you. What you want to know? Can you handle
it? Hard. Yeah, she's playing this hardcore role.
I'm sick of her. So is Tony.
Yes, I am.
But no, I'm not. It's not that it's a hardcore role. It's the, I've already been there, done that. Got the t-shirt of trying to go crazy. Thinking what this man doing one time is good for me. So now I have to be nonchalant. Now I see that that's part of me pouring back into me and letting go and not caring. Because if you can handle the truth, I'll give you the truth. But if you can't, no.
Okay, gotcha.
But that's a beautiful thing to be able to pour into somebody like that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I wish I was that vulnerable. Mm-hmm. But that's something I have to work on in my femininity.
Gotcha. I mean, like you said, it's not a bad thing, you know. It's to each his own. Because some people, you know, feel like, heck no, I can't open up. For what reason?
And I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
I've been through all my milestones by myself.
I think the more that I heal over the years is the more, you know, I'm so ready to open up. And you
that's
know,
beautiful. I agree.
As I heal more, I'm able to spill more.
Right. Me, I would say no. I'm not going to tell my mate everything. I want to get to, or significant other. I want to get to know you to the point to where we get married, then it's a different story. Yeah, I will tell you some things, but I ain't going to say that I'm going to tell you 100%, but I'll tell you 80%.
Why not?
Because not everything is for everyone to know. Sometimes you got to take those bones that's hiding in their closet with you when you go to the grave.
I don't want to take no bones. I want him to be able to know everything about me. I don't want to take no bones to the grave with me.
To each his own. Right. I feel like. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've done that before. And
were you hurt by it?
Because they judge you. If I sit there and tell somebody I'm half demon, how they gonna look at me?
I was hurt by it.
They gonna be scared as fuck.
Okay, and
we already been around each other for XYZ. That's why
so,
I don't open
like,
up to
we
people.
We talking about like dealing with deep down and deep, you know, spirituality stuff we do. Like we can't just tell them all I see.
And you can't.
You know, we can't tell them everything.
That's what I'm saying. Can you handle the answer enough?
And because I have things about me that people will never know. It'll be going to the grave with me because that's just me. It's certain people that I feel, okay, I can't let them know.
Exactly.
But one thing about you, you can let certain people know,
but you can't let your man know.
Shit.
Because we're probably doing the same thing.
Shit.
Yeah,
that man wouldn't stay. He would think it was crazy. But anyway.
That's what I said.
And that's fine.
But I feel like if you can't take the crazy me, get the fuck.
But okay, you just said that he may think you crazy as hell, but what if he just as crazy as you?
No, he's a sociopath.
Exactly. I'm just like, what are y'all?
For me, he's going to be a sociopath.
But I'm just like, you just never know without opening up and saying something.
I agree with you on that one. I agree, but, you know, still I'm standing on my ground. No.
Mm-mm. It's not wrong.
So what if he asks you, baby? Tell me everything.
What you want to know, Bookie? Where you want me to start?
Do you really think he's gonna tell you?
I can tell you
everything.
Disintegrate about it, baby. Don't fuck
stuff,
with me.
He ain't gonna tell you everything all the time.
Not.
You know, men lie, women lie.
He's not. He ain't gonna tell you the last time he got his asshole licked.
But over a period of time, I think if I create that safe space for him, he'll open up a little more.
I don't think that's talked about enough because we don't create a safe space for men to talk to us.
We don't.
And then sometimes, a lot of the times, we bring it back up when we're upset.
Exactly.
And that's where we fall short.
So I think that's why
they don't open up to us for sure. They don't. So I feel like if you don't open up to me, I'm not going to do that to you.
And let me tell you something. you don't want to always tell everybody everything, because if it doesn't last, like, that's why I say they got to be my husband, and that's, and then they ain't even going to get to steal the pool. They'll get about 80%.
Exactly.
Because if y'all break up, what a lot of time these folks do, they get mad, they go run back, and they tell all your business. And it's because your ass is set there, and you look vulnerable, and you don't open up and tell this man everything, mm-hmm. and your husband. You know what I'm saying?
So it's a tough situation.
You have to be careful.
It's a tough situation.
And don't let y'all have no videos, and they sit here and try to threaten you with it.
Hey, when we break up, delete them videos and me juggling them balls in my jaws. You understand me?
Delete
it.
I'll expose
you.
I'll have videos and
have conversations. I'm going to put it on the internet.
If you know, with videos, that's a marriage. Like, to each his own, whoever record, you know.
It's a freak nasty times that can just happen.
I think that is safe for marriage.
Do that for marriage. Yeah. Don't do this for somebody that's your boyfriend and you don't even know if this is going to be your husband.
Exactly. But if you have some time in with these people in person.
You know, they will have a lot of short-term relationship.
And they will expose the hell out of
you. Sometimes they're there for a good time, not a long time.
Sitting here doing the same thing with each person, and next thing you know, you got about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 men that got these videos on you, and they threaten to put it out if you don't do what they want you to do.
Exactly.
It's called blackmail. But yeah. So next thing you know, you find out that you on one of those little sex sites. They don't sit here and went and post your stuff.
Now you next thing you know, you find out you viral.
I've actually been posted on Pornhub, but I got took it down. I don't want to talk about that, but hey, it's happened. Shit happened.
You don't went viral. You like,
I didn't go viral, but facts. Baby, thank God. It was not thank God. It was just me giving, what's that stuff called?
Fellatio.
The fancy word, fellatio. I wasn't fucked up about it, for sure. So, but it got deleted. It got deleted.
That's good. It got deleted.
That nigga life
I don't want to see your video.
I kept that for me. But anyway, but yeah, you live and you learn. I'm young. I was young. I was very, very, very young.
And I think a lot
young.
Of times it do happen when we're young and dumb. And then sometimes when we're a little older.
Young, dumb, full of cum.
Everybody's maturity level is different.
And so you done put a couple videos out there?
I done did some things, and next thing you know, you don't want to show this homeboys. Now they try to hit me up and want the same thing happen. I'm like, whoa.
That is so annoying.
Like, that's why I said you gotta know your worth and know who you with. Cause like, yo gotta say, some of these men should be on their periods too.
Yeah, some of these men's bitches too.
That's
what it says.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they be pillow talking and kicking with their little friend guys.
And they do.
And, you know, make me try wonder to compare which shit. One's been another one over.
Like Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Baby, I'm not no Pokemon card. You can't catch them all. Don't piss me off. Because men will be like, oh, okay. So do you want to fuck since you just so open? No, you're ugly as fuck. Please step the fuck away. Now what? Now they're like, oh, I thought you thought wrong. That's why you don't get paid for thinking, baby. Sit down. Several seats. I don't even like you. I hate it. It's so annoying. I'm so honest in my stuff, but then people are so childish. Like you said, maturity levels is a big thing.
Yeah, it's very different because maybe you can be in your 40s and 50s and still be immature.
I'm 28. I've never talked to somebody my age. I think it was one time, and then we clicked very well. He was the only one that matched my hustle. But other than that, older men, daddy problems. And it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah,
I do not knock myself. I know my truth. I like older men. It's easier, and they teach you something.
They do.
I need value. I need value added to me once I leave you. I want knowledge added once I leave you. Whether it's for a long time or short time. Fuck no.
Okay.
And I'm not. Because I'm sure he'd be upset at that little voodoo on him and don't want him no more. Yeah. Anyways, that's another story for another day.
And then another thing, women, with us being spiritual, do we tell men everything? Like, say, for instance, some people might go get, you know, services, ceremonies, and stuff done. Are you gonna sit there and go tell them all that? Because sometimes you can't open your mouth.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you can't do that for magic. You can't do that. You cannot do that.
You can't go tell them all that. So again, now you get where I'm coming from on why I said you cannot tell them everything.
And you can't.
Okay.
I agree. You can't. Like I said, you gonna ask me, I'm gonna tell you. You did voodoo on me? Yeah. And I still don't like it.
Oh, Lord.
I'm telling it all. So I'm not holding nothing back. And that's just me manifesting a beautiful relationship like that.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
But I'm telling it all.
You might be mentally prepared and you know, mature enough for that. I'm not.
I'm just not telling it all. I'm sorry. That's just me. That's I will tell you majority of the stuff that you need to know. If you ask, I will answer your question. But if you do not ask, you shall not receive.
Y'all heard that.
Y'all is funny.
You're not going to receive.
Y'all ain't no good, man. Y'all is no good.
No, I just, I mean, like I said, I stay in home minds. I don't mind opening up to you. Because I didn't come to a place in my life to where I didn't heal so much to where I could be vulnerable again.
I won't say that it's not that I haven't healed. It's just lessons learned. You know, so if you go and do something and things happen, then you're going to finally say, you know what? I ain't finna continue to do the same thing over and over. I'm going to learn. I'm not going to sit here and be no open book and, you know, tell them any and everything. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes some things are better left unsaid.
Mm. And I heard that. So, I mean, yeah. I heard that quote.
I feel like that. That's just how I feel, you know?
And a lot of things can change if it's said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, if I see somebody, I'm half a demon, they're going to let me on slow. The fuck? It's me. You're going to live, you're going to light the light in the light and the dark me. Right. So I feel like it is what it is.
Exactly. They're going to accept me for me. They're going
to
accept you for you.
I'm a weirdo. I got posters of Welcome to Wonderland in my room and then Wednesday Addams. Like, I'm a weirdo.
But how is that a weirdo? That's just
because in society today that we live in, I am a weirdo. I don't have, who the fuck, Megan or Nikki hanging around
what
my
hell
walls.
You better not be. That's when we was teenagers. We put stuff
but my
like
room,
up on the wall.
But see, that's the thing. My room is like a kid's room. My room is like a kid's room. I have posters from anime I like and everything. That's my safe space. That's my inner child.
Right.
And that heals me because in depression, if I'm in my bed, I see colors. I don't see just darkness. Okay. That's why I got Powerpuff Girl sheets. Judge your mama, not me. I don't care. And I used to be ashamed of that shit. I love my room. And that's why I love to be in there. Because it is my inner child.
And you got the jacket on. And I didn't pay no attention.
I
used to like watching that cartoon show.
I found my happy places whenever my inner child.
That's all that
And
matters.
That's what it is. Yeah. I found that balance. Right. I know how to come out of my depression. I found out how to use color. It's like numerology. It's like a colorologist. Colors too. Mm-hmm. You know, bright colors in your spaces. Yeah. That's what you need. That's right. What helps you.
Yeah, because when your mind in a different path. Go through depression. Yeah. It's not good to have dark colored stuff.
And it's not.
Because
I am a dark person.
Dark.
Yeah.
You know, you want to brighten it up and stuff like
exactly.
that. So yeah, because I know I used to like a dark room, dark house.
I used to love a dark house.
I still have a dark house, but now it's still pink on the walls now. And it just dark stuff on the walls now. It's pink. It's colors.
When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is like open the blinds.
Come to my house. I'm like, Ma, why is that not that light in?
Shut that, please.
I want
eyes.
That heat in. Try to keep the.
But I'm a vampire. Turn this off. Turn this off.
I used to be like that though. I used to
she would say that. She said, "You a vampire? Why you like the dark?
I gotta have light when I wake up."
I was born in the dark.
Hold on, you came down that canal and said, "Let there be light."
Yeah, exactly.
But no, that's okay.
So why do y'all feel some people would just tell all their business, just being basically a big open book?
Retaliation? Like, as far as somebody trying to get back at you? For
no, just like you being in a relationship with someone
messy.
Wanting to tell everybody.
Stop.
No, like, stop. You know, you're not being, you know, you being in a relationship and you telling them everything. Like, why do you feel like some people feel like, you know, they want to tell, you know, their significant other, their mate, everything?
Just to be open, you know, because I want to learn him more and I want him to learn.
He can be lying.
What if he don't open up all the way with you?
He could be. I mean, this will happen over a period of time. We ain't finna just sit every night and I'm just finna.
No, there's people that are the first.
Spirit's
so messy, they keep telling me a name and I feel like we all know a name and it just keeps saying the name in my head. But anyways, I've seen people pour into people the first week of meeting them and y'all two have also.
No,
so don't do
this
that.
This is over a period of time.
Oh, no, people have done it, but women do it.
Some people open up and tell y'all a lot of stuff about
them. Tony for sure knows one person. Mona knows of one person, but I've seen it. Uh-huh.
No,
we all have known people.
I'm not fixing to go meet a guy tomorrow.
But they do it.
And you're right. They do.
They will ask questions.
I feel like because they're vulnerable.
They'll ask you a lot of questions.
I feel like they feel like they can help fill them up and they don't know how to self-refill.
I used to do that back in my teenage years when I first started. Ooh. I'm like, you know, I'll wake up and just, I mean, I'll meet somebody and be just like, hey, I'm this, that.
But you don't want to tell a man everything. You know
I wouldn't even like, I was
you don't
but
want
it.
Then they can become that person that you might want them to become.
And
you don't
times
even know.
They do.
Because you don't sit here and open up and tell this man everything. So sometimes it's not good to, you know.
People connive.
It's just, you know, my openness don't come, you know, in the first week. It may not even come within the first year. It's over a period of time. It's not I'm gonna meet you and just spill my guts out to you. No,
crap, this is safe. Get out of here.
People don't even know my name unless you know me about 2 years deep in there. You might never know my real name.
Right.
Hi, y'all. Don't judge me. Because I'm like, I know that girl. That is not the name she told me. Y'all in my business. Y'all in my business. That's my name, too, that day. That was my name.
That day, huh?
Yeah, that day. However I feel at the moment, well, y'all, I choose my name.
She tell y'all everything about her.
I'm not.
But yes. But what about you? I mean, how do you feel about a person, you know, not wanting to tell the significant other everything?
I don't have to.
Like, not just you, but just people in general.
I don't have to. Because who are you to judge me on my past?
But why do you feel other people?
I feel like they want closure and judgment. And, oh, you're so... Sometimes people need that attention. Sometimes people need that affirmations or confirmation. Yeah. And, you know, they need other people's opinions to therefore try to see where they go in their lives. And I just feel like that's just not how I operate. I've always wanted to the beat of my own drum.
Okay.
As you should.
And so it's just, I've honestly always been like that. I've always been different. So I feel like, no, I don't have to tell you everything because you're not going to accept me for everything.
Right, right.
The person I am now is not the person I was when I was 19. Why do I need to tell you about something when I was 19?
So what if you meet your soulmate, twin flame, however you want to look at it, and, you know, you and him vibing on a really high frequency. Mm-hmm. Y'all feeling each other. Y'all have the passion. Y'all have the love, the unconditional love. Would you be open to him if you feel like he opening up to you, telling you things that happened when he was born? Would you show him that same respect in return?
No.
Damn.
It's not
it could be a setup, y'all. It could be a setup.
Yeah, exactly. Can I be honest with you? Can I be real honest with you? I've never honestly been in love. I've loved a man.
And see, I think that
I have never been in love to where I can't eat, sleep, breathe without you.
Right.
I have always been able to, and that's been one of my flaws. I have a detachment issue.
Okay.
Some people have attachment. I was adopted when I was younger. I have detachment.
Okay.
Okay, I can stay away from you at periods of times. Like I said, I've been to psych wards. Detachment is something I have done from a young age.
Gotcha.
So that is just something that I'm not going to tell you something from when I'm 7.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? You might look at me different. I'm not going to tell you something from when I was 22. You might look at me different. Main things, I'll tell you. If it was that life-altering later on, but like before 18, hell no. You don't know nothing.
And see, I have been in love before, so... I had that.
That's beautiful, though. I feel like it's a beautiful thing to really be in love. I have not experienced that yet. It is what it is.
I mean, I've been married before. What were
you
in love?
Were you in love, though? You can be married and never be in love.
Yeah, it never
been. I've been in relationships and not in love.
But I end up falling out of love a couple years in. So, yeah.
So, you get bored fast? Don't put your tongue to the side.
I get bored fast, but... He just was a little too controlling for me. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't like that. So, you know, I started falling, you know, out of love because of the person that he was.
So let me ask you that time frame that you were in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to be open?
Too open.
Nose wide open. Wasn't.
So did you tell him everything?
When I was getting money, he didn't already made plans on what he finna do with my money. I'm like, hold up, partner. So I mean, I understand we married, but...
So he calls you not to be that open again.
That part.
I will tell you, my daddy my daddy said, never tell a man everything. I said, why you say that? Whatever. This is going to be my husband at the time we were engaged. So I'm going to tell him everything, you know. And once I got divorced, I realized what he meant.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They're going to throw it back in your face, just like a woman when we get upset.
Just be careful. I mean, you can tell if you want to tell your mate, your man, whatever you want to tell them, you can. But, you know, just, you know, from past experiences, I learned my lessons. So, you know, I'm not going to tell you everything, but I tell them enough they need to know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I agree. Enough. I tell you.
You ask, I'll answer the question.
I'm not going to sit here just. I'm not going to feel bad about how you feel about it, though.
Just tell you everything.
They feel like sometimes you should feel guilty because they don't like the answer that you give them.
If you don't ask me, then I'm not going to sit here and just volunteer.
Don't ask me something if you're not ready for the answer.
Because I want you to know. But if I don't tell you and you don't ask, then you don't need to know, obviously, you know? I mean, that's just how I feel.
A lot of people know of me, they don't know me.
Yeah.
That part.
And that is so true. That's how I feel sometimes. Yes. A lot of people know of me, but they don't really know
the real you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people won't.
And a lot of people,
you know me, but you really don't.
A lot of people, don't even care to get to know me. That's the sad part about it. A lot of people don't even care to get to
they
know
don't. They don't care to get to know you.
It's just what you can do for them.
Exactly.
And this and that, and then they're gone.
What can they get from you? That's it. Succubuses. That's it. That's all. Leeches. Just want to suck it all out of you.
Drain you dry.
Drain me dry, but in a good way.
If you ain't got nothing... Next.
Wow.
I just called out to
Next.
Drain me dry, in a good way. Wow.
I think she's talking about draining financially. She's talking about something else.
Wow. I'm going to drain the finances too. Don't worry. I'm going to get them too.
Lord. Oh my goodness. So, as far as them exposing your business, you're not tripping. You're not worried about that because whatever you tell them, that's, you know, if they was to tell somebody else, you don't care.
I have a question. Well, yeah, because you just said you went through that after your divorce. To go back on that, how did you bounce back from that, after that?
I didn't tell no guy everything, you know, I did. I did some things I just kept to myself.
You had to heal from that. Did it not hurt?
Oh, getting divorced and stuff like that? Heck yeah.
Not even just the divorce, but him judging you.
Yeah, him
from
you
telling everything in a sense. Because I'm pretty sure certain stuff came up that you trusted within them.
You know, that's men. When they want to get back at you, they're gonna pick some stuff that they know about you and throw it in your face and stuff. So, you know, hey, it hurts, but
it takes time and you're able to heal.
I think that's
the main thing. Women,
I mean, I don't regret anything I went through because it made me who I am today.
Ever.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll never say I regretted getting married or nothing because I don't.
Mm-mm.
But it taught me to just be more cautious and pay attention to things and just be careful.
Yeah.
What, you know, what comes out of your mouth. Because you don't tell me everything.
Mm-mm.
Not even all you make. But yeah,
that's another story for another day.
But yeah, so I mean, that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody's different, but that's just how I am.
So, what advice would you give the women that sit there and share everything on the first day?
Quit running your mouth.
Not on the first day.
Miss Mona too.
On the first day.
We all know them. Like I said, we all know somebody like that.
They do talk a lot.
Exactly.
Just be careful with what you say, because think about it. If you and him don't make it to the next level, would you be okay knowing that your business might be disclosed to all his
partners? It will be disclosed.
And his friends and stuff like that. So just be careful what you disclose and what you say and what you put out there. Because remember, not everybody is not messy and stuff like that. A lot of people, they like drama and messy, like to start stuff, and you know, they like to screen record your conversations and your video FaceTimes and stuff.
Because you are so some people group chats.
Because
screenshotting.
Okay, I'm just be careful, because I've seen stuff in the past and might have been in some stuff, you know. So you just got to be careful, because not everybody is to be trusted. Not everybody to come to you is for you. And I'm talking about men, women,
friends,
associates,
business
acquaintances,
partners.
Some people are so phony and so fake.
Child.
They see you and they want to get to know you because of your aura and just that energy.
They want
to
know how to be like you.
And so they'll sit here and portray and pretend to be like they really for you, your friend or your associate, acquaintance, whatever, and they're a snake in the grass.
That's everywhere. It.
Don't forget your family members.
Family be the main ones.
Those are the worst ones.
Family they the succubuses. They feel like if you're successful, so are they. Nigga, what? No.
Absolutely.
No.
Advice would be trust your intuition.
That part.
Trust your intuition.
Your spiritual, trust your intuition. Listen. Don't second guess yourself. Because when you second guess yourself, you're more than
likely. That's me.
If your intuition
when I stopped, I swear it was so much easier.
Hush up and don't talk and don't, you know, spill your business, then don't do that. But if you are in a safe space and, you know, care to open up to that person, then, you know, just trust your intuition.
Now, if you're going to be your husband and you feel like, okay, we're finna get married, so I might as well tell them everything to do you.
What if I don't get married? Then who do I do it to?
Just go talk to your ancestors, your spirit team.
And
you
I do.
Everything.
And I do.
Because guess what?
And
they
I
not
do.
Gonna come back and tell your business
and
to hurt
they
you.
Don't.
They might just sit here and give you some signs and stuff like that. Don't do that.
I know my ancestors off the wall. Because look at me. I know a little of them throwed off, a couple of them. They got to be. Because, baby, I ain't got the sense the God gave me. Whatever the creator
goodness,
that you want to call me.
Can't even stay up.
I ain't got the sense. I ain't got the sense they gave me. But Yeah, I know some of my ancestors be like, Jesus, why did we get this child? Chick, this child. But I lay down. Shout out to them. Yes. But yeah, I had to start trusting my intuition.
That's
it. I had to start listening to, you know, that subtle voice. And it was my spirit, the ancestors, spirit guides. And I had to listen.
Are you higher self?
Exactly. And I had to get in tune with my higher self. And ever since then, it's been nothing but, you know, uphill. Yeah. Even a couple of detours, but nothing but uphill.
Right.
For since then. So my advice to anybody is always listen to your intuition.
Always.
Stop trying to always listen to what everybody has to say.
Yeah.
Stop second guessing. Because once you start second guessing yourself, that's when them comments you start reading get to you. Mm-hmm. You can say ABC, but that still's in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
Stop that shit. Let it go. Be true to yourself.
Be true to yourself.
Yes. So we're going to get ready to wrap this up in a few, but what do you have for people when it comes to them telling their significant other they mate every time? What do you want to leave the viewers with?
Trust your intuition. If you feel comfortable, do it. If you don't do it.
Just don't. Just don't.
What about you, huh?
I feel like you just don't. Like you said, people going to look at you regardless. But again, they can't accept you for now for who you are. Mm-hmm. Leave and be. If they're so worried about your past, okay, mm-hmm. they should have been in it.
Thank you. Therefore,
that's where you're going to have to put them, and then you move on.
Let that past stay in the past.
Now,
if you want to use some examples and things that you went through in life, sure, you can. But let that past stay in the past.
Yeah, for sure.
When it's buried, it's buried. Buried it, it's in the past, bam.
Put it in a jar and bury it. It's gone.
I came with you.
Bonito.
Well, me, basically, you know, like I say, at the end of the day, we can't tell you what to do because we're just giving you our opinions. But definitely, if that's what you want to do, you know, tell a person any and everything, you're more than welcome to. But I, Tony, I'm not. You will get about 80%, and if that. All right.
You'll get like 20 with
yes,
me.
Okay.
You can't even know my name, baby. Now ain't your time.
Well, mm-hmm. you already know my name, so you know how it is. What it is, you know.
I feel like my slave name.
This ain't my
name.
AKA name. Is me.
You funny.
So it ain't my handle. It ain't my stage name. So with that all being said, like always, please like, share. Comment
below
and leave your feedback down below because we love to hear from y'all. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. We ain't gonna bite. We ain't gonna hurt you.
Unless you want to be bitten.
Okay.
Let me know.
Until next episode. Bye.
Bye.